We're reading from Matthew chapter 15. But she came and knelt in front of him, that is Jesus, saying, Lord, help me. He answered her, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, have you ever felt like an outsider? For thousands of years, Israel had been chosen people of God. Isaiah the prophet had written, Comfort, comfort ye my people. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is over, that her iniquity is pardoned. And the psalm writer said, He that keeps you shall not slumber. Behold, he that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Israel, Jerusalem, my people. From the days when God called Abraham away from his home and his family to serve God in a place where God would lead him, the promise was always given to a chosen tribe of the chosen people of God. Anyone outside the sons of Abraham who wanted to be included as a part of the people of God would go through the rite of circumcision, adopt the ways of the Hebrew people. And when the time was right and the promised Savior did come, he was born of a Hebrew virgin in the town of Judea. He grew up in Galilee. He preached in Galilee and Judea and Perea and Samaria, all part of the kingdom of Israel in David's day and the promised land in Abraham's day. During the three short years of his ministry, Jesus went to the Jews. And even when he turned his face toward the borders of Tyre and Sidon, as we read right here in Matthew 15, it was not to preach. He was taking his disciples aside, not on a missionary journey, but to rest and to be alone with them. And when an outsider, a Gentile woman of Canaan, came to Jesus saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. Jesus answered, I am not sent except to the lost sheep of Israel. And when she cast herself at his feet, he said, It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. What harsh and cruel sounding words these seem to be coming from the Savior's lips. What about the Christmas angels? Didn't they proclaim the birth of Christ as good news of great joy, which shall be to all people? Yes, they did. And this little vacation retreat of Jesus and his disciples was for the purpose of his being alone with them so that he could prepare them to be his witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth. It was a missionary effort after all, just as it is a missionary effort when you are your own best customers at Emmanuel, when you make the effort to study and restudy the scriptures in class, in your dorm, in church, and so on. It's a missionary effort when we are first built up in our faith and hope in Christ, when we prepare to share so that we can lead souls to Jesus as he led the Canaanite woman to himself. She began by calling, Have mercy on me, O Son of David. But these words might only have meant that she was calling to the Jewish Messiah to work another miracle since he was in the vicinity. Then Jesus made it painfully clear that he was sent to the children of Abraham. And when she was on her knees before Jesus, admitting that Jesus was sent first to the chosen people of God, the children, she still claimed to be a part of that household as a dog. Yes, Lord, for the dogs also eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. In so saying, the woman showed that she was not just seeking a random miracle from a vacationing rabbi, but that she saw herself as part of the master's house. She was no longer an outsider, but a member of the household of Abraham by faith in Christ Jesus. And he said, O woman, great is your faith. And then this miracle of faith was followed by the lesser miracle of healing the woman's daughter also, perhaps giving her someone else to bring to Jesus with the extra time that they would have together, or perhaps she had done that already. And you know, it's the same today, isn't it? Jesus said, other sheep I have, them also I must bring. Today, the benefits of Jesus' work are still the possession of the children of Abraham, the father of believers. And not one outsider is saved. But Jesus brings the outsiders in through his word, making them children of Abraham by faith in Jesus Christ. And although Jesus was not sent to carry on his earthly ministry in Tyre and Sidon and Eau Claire, yet we are well served with secondhand testimony. Today, those disciples that went with Jesus, that he took aside, they still witness to us in the Bible, which God caused them to write. And as then, so also now, God's truth does not change, but his word changes people and brings them into the master's household. As we pray, O Christ, our true and only light, enlighten those who sit in night. Let those afar off hear your voice, and in the fold with us rejoice. Amen. Hymn 773. 773.